Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. Israelis go to elections for the third time in 1 year. That's the headline. Winky Medad will come to the broadcast table in a moment with more details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
And it's going to be the third time people try to get together, vote on members of the Knesset so they can form a coalition government. I mean, is that what the Constitution calls for, or is this just a freak of nature?
Well, Jimmy, you hit on one of the main problems. We don't have a constitution in this country. We have a set of basic laws, and one of them, of course, is elections. And elections in Israel, it's a parliamentary system. In other words, you vote for the parties, and whoever is able to manage a 61-seat majority out of the 120 seats in the Knesset will then gain the confidence of those 61 majority and become prime minister. The past two elections, Jimmy, were able to gain that 61 threshold, mainly because we have this one party led by an Avigdor Lieberman who refuses to join either bloc. The trends of the last couple of days are bringing some surprises.
Well, talk to us about those trends. As of today, where do we stand?
The Likud has between 1 and 2 seats advantage over blue and white. That is because, I'm going to guess, 3 issues. One, Mr. Netanyahu himself for the past 2 weeks has been on the road every night. He has been pumping up the enthusiasm, I guess you want to call it, and he's running a tough field campaign out there. Secondly, people are getting tired. They don't want to go to elections a fourth time, I'm guessing, and so they're beginning to come down on Likud's side because of the obvious advantages. Mr. Netanyahu is a friend of President Trump. He's opened up diplomatic vistas all around the world. The economy is booming. Security, relatively speaking, for the past 10 years, is excellent, et cetera, et cetera. And the third element is people are beginning to leave Lieberman's party. The polls are showing a drop of at least 1 going on to 2 seats. And I know Netanyahu, Bibi, as we call him, has been targeting the Russians in Russian language electioneering. It may be working.
Winky Medad with the details on the third Israeli elections in 1 year. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Modern-day human government was brought into existence by the Lord as recorded in Genesis chapter 9 and verse 6. Today and into the future, the Lord will use human government to direct this world the way He wants it to go. Revelation 17 and verse 17 says that the Lord will put into the hearts and minds of political world leaders the desire to make political decisions in line with the Lord's will. And that will happen until His will is accomplished. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...